From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We made it!
Sweet baby Jesus!
Here we are. You good, bro?
Yeah, yeah. My back's sore, but I'm good.
Oh, Maury, massage.
Stop it.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Stop it.
Funny, no. Marie and I were just complaining about our sciaticas in here.
What the hell is a sciatica?
My headphones aren't working.
Oh, my God. Why is everybody on
this? What's a sciatica? What's that mean?
Yo, Maria, you good?
You gotta plug him in, huh?
Right now. I can't hear anything.
You gotta plug him in, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ross is back. Shem sciatica.
My back's not that bad. I just said my back's a little sore. I'm fine.
Maria's headphones.
Don't look
okay, I'm
this.
Wearing two separate headphones right now. I don't know what's happening.
Are you okay?
No, I don't know what's going on in here. My headphones stopped working. Anyways, I have other ones in.
I came in. The lights weren't even turned on in here. I looked in at Maury. His head was slumped over. His head was in his hands. I'm like, how can you be that unhappy when the show hasn't even started yet?
Like, why everybody's unhappy?
Everybody's a mess.
Yeah, it's been a rough morning.
Except for me. I'm in a great mood. I was watching Karate Kid in here earlier. Right? You walked in. We saw Miyagi kick some ass. 16-year-olds.
I forgot to turn my alarm off and... It kept going while I was in the shower, and Matthew was
that's a sin.
No.
That's a sin.
Was he pissed?
Yeah, I came out of the shower. He's sitting on the couch going, do you want to go turn that off?
Oh,
he, wait a second. He didn't even just turn it off?
No.
He made you, oh, God. The pettiness.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if he's still awake.
Oh, no, I would not do that at all.
Oh, no.
No, I would not. God. How do you unplug a phone? How do you unplug a phone?
No. The same way you unplug your alarm.
No. Maury's running in. Maury's running in. Maury's
hold
running
on.
In.
No, I would not do that.
Oh, no. I'm not part of this.
Oh, my God. You are?
I'm not part of this.
I'm not here.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I am so dead.
Hello?
Good morning, Matthew. It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Maury said you were still awake. That's the only reason why we called.
Mm-hmm.
Because his his alarm wouldn't go off while he was in the shower. And we heard it woke you up. And I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Just for the record, I had nothing to do with this.
Well, you're the one that woke him up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You had everything to do with this.
All of a sudden, Maury's microphone. I don't know what happened, dude.
No, keep his microphone back on. I got to hear this.
So
we're also live. Just
got to make sure that you're okay and you're able to get back to sleep. I know you got a busy day today and everything, Matthew.
Such a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I'm great. Yeah.
Okay, good. We were concerned because I know that that's like a huge sin when you live with somebody who wakes up in the middle of the night and they don't shut their alarm off. That's a real awful thing.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
We just want to say that you're in our thoughts.
Can I be in your thoughts? Because
Maury's going to be in our prayers here.
<How's that? laughs> So did the alarm? Did the alarm wake Andy as well? The dog.
It did. Yes.
Oh,
so the whole family then, huh?
Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, we just wanted to let you know that we got you, buddy. That's a terrible thing to go through on a Friday.
Maybe are you in the office today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe we can go for coffee. Maybe I'll just swing by and pick you up after the show.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Love you, Matthew. Okay.
Try and get some sleep.
Bye.
Try and get some sleep.
Oh,
snap. Uh-oh.
And going into the weekend.
Oh, my headphones turned back on.
Hey!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, did you see this kid who won this year's spelling bee, the 13-year-old?
No.
Faizan Zaki is his name. I don't even want to attempt to say the word that he spelled, but let me play this for you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Faizan.
So if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Wow. Now, let's all of us take a deep breath.
Yes. And let's... That did not help at all.
Bro. Smile.
Your word is... Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
Okay, so what's the word?
Éclaircissement.
Sounds French.
Wait, it's not an English word?
It's synonymous with enlightenment in the English language, I guess, or French. It's a French derived word.
Yeah, that's
it. Is éclaircissement. It is Éclaircissement. Then they release, right after Scripps, the top 10 words that people generally misspell the most. Oh. And this is based on searches. With how to spell or how do you spell, and then the list of the words.
Okay.
Okay. Maria, you are first.
Oh, come on.
These are not difficult words. They're just common words that everybody misspells.
Okay. Okay? So I won't feel...
You will not feel bad. Maria, your word is necessary.
Necessary. N-E-C-E... S-S-A-R-Y, necessary.
Correct.
Really?
Ding!
Yes. No, really? Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, Maury.
Congratulations.
Damn it, Maury. Your word is business.
Okay. B-U-I-S-I-N-E-S-S.
Incorrect. Maria for the steal. Not hands business. Up, Maria.
Business?
Yeah.
B-U-S... I-N-E-S-S.
Correct.
Hey!
Okay.
No, this is
and Maria does a thing where she closes her eyes and she spells the word out in the air with her finger.
I have to. Yes.
I use the table.
Okay, hands up, everybody. Maury, your word is gorgeous.
Oh, can you use it in a sentence? Roz is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay. Géorgeous?
Incorrect.
Gorgeous.
Maria, gorgeous.
Yes. G-O-R-G-E. Wait, no. G-O-R-G-E. Hold on. G-O-R-G-E. O-U-S.
Yes, correct.
Hey, yo, Maria, you're killing it.
Wow.
By the way, these are like grade six words. Okay? Let's try
to hype up our teammates here. Okay. Do one more.
Maury, your word is restaurant.
Okay. Oh, no. R-E-A-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T?
Incorrect. Maria, your word is restaurant.
R-E-S-T. Restaurant. Why did I just blank out? R-E-S-T-A-R-A-U-N-T.
Incorrect.
Oh,
Maury for the steal.
Maury for the steal.
R-E-S-T.
Oh!
E-A-U-N-T.
I just typed it out. Why? I can't. I'm a visual learner.
We're not done.
Sorry.
We're not done.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. That one doesn't count.
No more words.
You ruined it for everybody.
No more words.
I thought you after the word.
No
gets,
more words.
I didn't think that I had the goal again.
Words.
Sorry.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha Flaming Romo, super fan, Reza de la Peña, sent me a TikTok video. And it's of a driving instructor during a session with a new driver teaching while driving on the road. And what Reza said was, listen to this driving instructor's voice. Tell me this isn't Shem.
Oh, my God.
Another one of these?
So same thing with the red lights. You don't want to enter the intersection until that car in front of you is gone. Don't stop too close because remember, you want to see the back tires of the car.
Wow.
So move up. That car is cleared. Go ahead. So you do your checks, do everything, and then go ahead. So you see here, you're taking too long to do this. Okay. So you have the right of way, but you're taking so long, the bus is saying, I'm just going to go. Okay, so get to your checks, do everything before you get to your turn, and then you go ahead and do the entrance. Because if you take that long, that car that's turning left, they're just going to take your right away from you.
It is. He's got like a little bit of a different accent though.
But the
tone is very, very similar. Yeah.
Even when he,
what does he look like? Does he look like Shem?
That's a brother for sure.
He is a brother.
I can tell you.
That's it didn't show his face.
I could tell too, but I just didn't want to say it.
You were waiting for Shem to be the first one.
Yeah, because white guys say, "Yeah, does he look like Shem?" Right? You know, I know they sound alike, but do they look alike? Yeah. That'd be cool if they looked alike, right? That's how you have to ask.
So same thing with the red lights. You don't want to enter the intersection until that car in front of you is gone. Don't stop too close because remember you want to see the back tires.
Very close,
right? Even when he's like pausing and he's thinking about what he wants to say, and he's
everything, and then go ahead. So you see here, you're taking too long to do this. Okay. So you have the right of way, but you're taking so long, the bus is saying, I'm just going to go. Okay, so get to your checks, do everything before you get to your turn, and then you go ahead and do the entrance. Because if you take that long, that car that's turning left, they're just going to take your right away from you.
Even our cadences are the same.
It's
very similar. Sentences.
It's very similar.
That is eerie, man.
It's a driving instructor on TikTok who sounds just like Shaq.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I found one of the funniest prank videos I have ever heard in recent months.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy pulling this prank on his mom. Let me set the scene. He's inside the house, goes outside to where mom is. She's on the patio. She's having a drink, and she's making dinner on the barbecue.
Okay.
And then he goes out to her to say, hey, Ma, I got this dilemma. I got this girl coming over. I need help.
Can I ask you something real quick? This is something serious.
Let me just stop you real quick, because you know I'm out here in my zone drinking and grilling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you better think smart before you hit me.
I am thinking smart. I'm being a gentleman.
Okay.
I have a little shorty coming out here. She's driving 60 miles right now. She's halfway here, and this is when the wrench come into play at.
The what?
The wrench.
What wrench?
She left her spend the night back at home.
What you mean her mother? Spend the night bag. Did you ask me if somebody can spend the night?
It's Memorial Day.
I don't give a f-. What you celebrating?
Memorial Day.
By bringing a bitch over?
Yes, a celebration. So she's on the way. I told her that I got her though, so don't turn around. Being a gentleman. So all I need from you is one of them new toothbrushes under your sink.
How the f- you know what's under my sink?
A deodorant and a pair of your panties. A new pair. I know you got a new pair.
Do you want me to throw them hot-ass coals at your ass?
No.
Are you out of your mind?
You can't look out for me? Your flesh
look
and blood?
Look out for you and use my pantyhose for your pantyhose? The panty bandit? She can't even fit in my shit.
How do you know? You don't know what I'm bringing. You don't know what size she is coming over here.
I don't know what size she is, but I know her brain is smaller than a motherfucker because any bitch that's driving out here. See, you always messing with these dingy broads all the time.
I brought her over here to meet you.
I don't want to meet these bitches. Did you tell her that you was going to loan her your mama's panties?
I said I got her.
And she still came?
First of all, she don't got AC in her car. So that's why she came over here with no panties on. Before you start thinking that she being freaky.
Just shut the fuck up. So the bitch drove 60 miles in a hot ass motherfucking car, and she finna bring her hot, funky over here to go in my motherfucking.
There's no way this is real.
You ain't getting them back.
No way.
Get your ass away from me before I throw this hot ass hot link at your ass. Get away from me, Devin.
And you're never gonna see the panties again. You're not even gonna see her.
You're right, and you ain't gonna see her either, because as soon as she pull up in the driveway, she getting sent back.
So you gonna make her drive 60 miles back?
120. Get off my patio and close the door.
Okay. There's no way. There's no way.
You don't think that's real?
Hell no.
I think that that's real.
I absolutely think that's real. Hell no.
Shem, come on, man. Back me up.
Listen, is that real? Well, firstly, it's my people. I can already tell. And so I believe it's real.
You believe it's real?
Yeah. I can hear it.
Maria, real?
I can hear it.
Yeah, okay, I'll go real.
No
You didn't
chance.
Even say that with conviction, girl.
No
I don't know, like,
chance.
It's a little bit of mix for me. It's like, unscripted. I think at the beginning I thought it was real, but then towards the end there was a lot going on that I just...
No chance.
I think if it were anyone's parents, that conversation would have been cut off a lot sooner.
Oh,
you know?
No.
No
I think it's real.
Chance.
Yeah, absolutely, no, it's real.
Okay, what... To have that conversation go down the way it was is more plausible to you than somebody going, how can I go viral? I know. I'm going to ask my mom to lend my girlfriend panties.
Yeah. Hey, mom, here's some funny lines for you to memorize.
Panties.
Yes.
Why don't you try that?
Yo, my mom's traveling right now.
Oh, she? Oh, yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. She brought all of them with her?
Do you want me to throw them hot-ass coals at your ass?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
As everybody knows...
What'd you fall for this time?
I am very gullible. Yeah. I fall for everything. I believe everything online. Yeah. This woman, this teacher, eighth grade teacher, posted a video, and she's reading from a list that she's been keeping of things that her eighth grade class... has said to her.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty funny. But I don't know if I'm being hustled. And she only posted this because she wrote these things.
Like she wrote these things based on what the kids have said.
No. Like maybe the kids didn't even write this stuff.
Oh, she made the whole thing up?
She made the whole thing up. Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe the kids didn't even say any of this stuff.
So are you asking whether she made it all up or whether kids actually said this?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Her name is Miss Dugan, by the way. Okay. Listen to this.
Things that my eighth graders have said to me. Are you in therapy? You seem like the type. You look like my grandpa's couch. Now that the ops are gone, we can yap. A student got the answer right and yelled, yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets. Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants. I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real. Miss Dugan, the toilet paper in this school sucks. I just got dookie on my hand. Fat ass alert. That one ended up being about me. I was eating some crackers. Miss Dugan, you don't want to know what I say about you behind your back or you'd quit your job. And finally, how does it feel to be the only unmarried teacher in this school? Thank you.
So I will say this. She is an actual teacher. She's been posting this stuff for a long time, and like the local newspaper did an article on her.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah. But she made them up.
No, she didn't make them up. I'm 100% convinced that one of her grade 8 students said "fat ass alert" when they saw her reading. Guaranteed.
So hold on. Do you think that because she does this all the time, now the kids are submitting them to get mentioned?
No. Because this was her first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but she does a lot of stuff. Like she does, she's one of these teachers that sits in her car and does, let me tell you what it's like to teach grade 8 in America.
Okay.
Right? She's totally, because the problem with these videos is that when you actually start digging into what they do, like some people are like, hey, just want to know from, okay, I'm a cosmetic surgeon and I want you to know this. And then people start to believe it. But you look at the thing and the guy's like a stand-up comic, right? And but nobody actually clicks anything. They just all watch the video and
because
they're like, oh my.
All like brilliant lines.
These are all brilliant lines. There is no doubt in my mind, having a kid in grade 9, there is no doubt in my mind that every single one of those things came out of the mouth of a grade 8 kid.
Wow. Okay.
100%.
So now I don't feel so bad.
Fat ass alert.
I felt that one in my nuggets.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Okay. Wow. I like you already.
What's going on with you?
Pam is one of the Roz and Mocha Flaming Romos from the West Coast out in BC. So, Pam, first and foremost, welcome to the show. Second of all, the entire team is here. He's Roz. I'm Mocha. Maria's here. Damn it, Maury is here. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Cookie Burger, a.k.a. Gentle Jesus, a.k.a. Pork Tart, a.k.a. C. Poppy is here as well.
Oh my gosh, it's such an honor to speak to you guys live and hear you guys live.
What's
Pam,
going on?
Pam messaged us the other day because she was traveling like across the country and like layovers at this airport, that airport, and sticking with us. And how long have you been listening to the show for?
Oh, gosh. A few years now. I first discovered you guys on the radio. You guys, they played, you used to play Kiss. Vancouver. And then I just enjoyed it. They played in the evening so that you guys, it would be my ride home after work. And then I discovered you guys on the podcast and have been listening since. I'm not caught up on the episodes, but I am caught up currently. So you're my daily routine. And oh gosh, it's such an honor to talk to you guys.
What, where were you flying from and flying to?
Okay. Flying from Vancouver to Montreal, where I am currently at. I just did a layover in Toronto, but I wanted to make sure I tuned in right away the moment I landed because and just listened to you guys until I boarded, and then Maury called me. So, and then today we are driving to Ottawa and then stay there for a few days, and then we fly back.
Oh, wow. What do you do for a living that you're traveling so much?
Oh, no. This is my first time with friends without kids.
Oh. And you went to Ottawa?
Yes, no, come on. Hey, man, baby steps. I can't.
Usually a first trip without the kids for, like, women, it's like, you know, you do it up in Vegas or you go to Mexico, you hit up an all-inclusive somewhere stupid hot, and you are going to go look at the river in Ottawa and go check out Parliament and take pictures out there.
Montreal was cool. I love Montreal. Montreal's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Montreal.
All right.
I know. Hey, not baby steps.
Yo, no disrespect to Ottawa. Yeah, like, we broadcast in Ottawa,
I know,
too, right?
But okay, listen. Even the people in Ottawa are like, really?
I know. Okay, when you say it like that.
Like.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so.
Back to your question, Mocha, what I do for the. I am an immigration consultant, but yet I still don't travel.
Okay.
So what is the plan then? How are you ladies going to tear up Ottawa?
Oh, well, I don't want to say it now.
Why not?
Nobody else, like, nobody, whatever.
It's not to your expectations. We're just
matter.
Chill.
Believe me, I have
We're
such...
We're just going to the gallery, the parliament.
Okay, hold on. Maria, who's been to Ottawa enough times, take a guess right now before Pam legit tells us.
Oh, I don't know what she's doing, but I'm going to recommend a restaurant.
Oh, okay, go.
To go to. It's called Gia.
What kind of restaurant?
It's an Italian place. They have really good pizza and pasta. It's really good. I went there every time I go to visit my sister.
She already said they're going to parliament.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I was just kidding. Are you really going to
Parliament,
Pam?
That's what they're doing.
Okay, my dear friend did the whole itinerary, so I'm just a tag along, too. So.
Do you have the itinerary in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, read it.
Okay. Okay, we're driving to Ottawa today, and then we're going to the National Gallery tonight.
Yeah,
I loved it there when I went.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what else?
Tomorrow, we have our tour.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. And then meeting up with my college friends at the Tulip Festival. Okay.
This sounds like a great trip.
Wow. You
know, how old are you, Pam?
I'm not 43.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
I don't drink. I'm not a drinker.
I get it. But baby steps, right? That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Parliament and the Tulip Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna have a great time. You're gonna see some old friends. You're gonna have a dynamite time.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm gonna tell them we're gonna have to reconvene and change it up.
No, don't change anything. Okay. Don't change anything. But you know, you your lead up to all of this was, you know, I was expecting a different trip.
Okay, but that's just not me either, like a general.
Yeah. No, you're gonna be just fine. You're gonna be just fine.
Pam, since you've been listening to the show for such a long time and this is the first time that you've been on the show, do you have a question about the show? Do you have a question for anyone on the show?
Oh gosh. I have a lot of questions. I even wrote it out, but I think it'll take too much time. Gosh. I just wanna say one thing, Roz.
Yeah.
You and I share a birthday.
So we do, huh?
Yes. And I just want to do a shout out to that guy that did that vented moment where he was complaining about people not knowing who to choose between the two of you when they're asked who's the favorite. I thought that was the funniest vent.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. So if you have questions, what we're going to do is now that we have your phone number, we'll arrange another time in the next couple of weeks to have you back on the show. We would love for you to write down every single question that you have, and we'll try to blast through as many as we can next time you're on the show, okay?
Okay.
Hey, do they let you meet Mark Carney when you go to Parliament, or no? That's not on the.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's in session.
Pam, thank you so much for your dedication to the Roz and Mocha Show. You have no idea how much love we have for you and appreciation that we have for you, that we get to share these moments and get to share time with you every single day. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Yes.
Thank you.
We will talk to you in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Have fun in Ottawa. Have fun in Ottawa.
Everybody say bye to Pam.
Bye, Pam.
Bye. Bye, Sharon. Bye, Maria. Bye, Maria. Bye, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All right. Here we go.
How are you doing, love?
Roz and Mocha Show.
Get it off your chest.
We're doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Wonderful.
Okay, so as you know, with Vented Moments, this is your opportunity to just whatever it is that's bothering you, you want to get it off your chest, you want to say whatever, we have the platform for you. We won't ask any questions. Maybe we'll ask you some questions. And you definitely do not have to give your name if you don't want. Mm-hmm. These are things that maybe you can't say out loud. You can't talk to your coworkers, your friends, your family. Maybe nobody cares, but we care. Go ahead.
Thank you. I don't mind sharing my name. My name is Alex. I am part of what's called like the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. So I'm a mom of two, but I'm also caring for my aging mother. Mm-hmm. And so I use meditation apps to keep me from spiraling over like the schedule and the Paw Patrol not being on at the right time and the meal planning. And I find even the meditation apps come with stress.
In what way? I use meditation apps as well.
Okay, well, my vented moment is about guided meditation apps. Why, when they say breathe in for four, hold for four, do they insist on talking through what should be the whole count? Like, I'm holding my breath and I'm starting to feel like a Navy SEAL because they're turning my 4-second hold into a TED talk about how to hold my breath. Like, just do the counts and don't talk, because now I'm holding my breath for like 9 or 10 seconds, not four. Mm-hmm. Because even just to say, now hold your breath for, like, that takes time to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's holding on to the breath that I'm holding. Like, I'm over here dying because you are explaining how to hold my breath. Like, I don't need it explained. You can just count. I'm not trying to extend. I'm just trying to breathe.
Alex, not to be more of an explainer, but that's called box breathing.
Yes, box breathing, exactly. And it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah. Like, we don't need an explanation.
I'm with you on this.
Gosh.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So much nonsense.
So much nonsense. Like, just let the silence do the heavy lifting.
Thank you.
That's your job. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to hold my breath and panic, I would do my online banking. Like, I wouldn't be needing a guided meditation.
People feel that they need to, like, fill those moments with stuff so they seem relevant.
But they're doing the whole guided meditation. You know, Alex, until you mentioned it, I never thought of that. And I meditate every single night. And some of the guided meditations do include that box breathing. And now I think it's going to throw me off because that's what I'm going to think about.
It's supposed to calm you down.
And it does.
Again, like, I know how to count to four. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to say, hold your breath. Feel your, like I'm sitting there gasping for air. I don't need the extra explanation.
Okay, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
If you already know what you're going to do in these guided meditations, and it sounds like you've done enough of them, you could probably do one on your own. So why not play like meditation music and then you do the box breathing or any of the other exercises that you've done in the past, but just solo without someone talking to you?
Because I am trapped in my home on maternity leave and I have no friends and I need Sandra. I just need her to do things a little differently.
I think this is a very valid, I don't use them, but I've heard Catherine play them before. Like, sometimes she'll throw one on in bed kind of thing. She used to play them for Roxy all the time too before bed.
Oh, they're so good.
It would help her sleep. And I remember listening to it being like, ugh, I would not be able to relax. That stuff doesn't relax me.
No.
Oh, like having, so like good. Just having somebody. No, because I'm just too critical of everything. I'm just like you, where I'm like, oh, just shut up for a second.
Damn, bro.
Like, yeah, it would make me more stressed for sure.
Yeah, you look like you're getting tense right now.
I am. Wow. Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Huge fan of meditating. Huge fan. Uh-huh. But not of those having somebody, like, talk to you in headphones kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it. It's so soothing, man.
Yeah, no.
So soothing.
No.
All right, which is the one that you use, Alex?
I use Insight Timer and a few of them on Apple Music.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I think I'm just going to switch to like Soundscapes and make peace with it. And maybe do a little toe tap and do my own count.
Try the Calm app. Have you tried that?
I have not yet tried the Calm app.
Okay, try that. You might like it.
Maybe it will calm me down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna record one where it's going to start off and I'm just going to say, all right, just sit comfortably or lie down or do whatever you want to do. Just get in some sort of comfortable spot. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go in 3, 2, 1. And then I'm going to be silent for 20 minutes. And then I'm going to go, wasn't that great?
But then what am I supposed to do?
That's what she said.
Right?
Wow, I like you, Alex.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, girl.
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
All right.
End of session.
Do you feel better now that you've vented your moment? You had your vented moment.
So much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I don't even need the apps anymore. No. I just need you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have us for life, girl. Hey,
thank
before
you.
We let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh my gosh, it used to be Mocha, but after this, I think it's Roz.
Thank you.
Yo, WTF.
Thank you. I'm a calming spirit.
I'm the one that like understands your whole...
You're my Scarborough boy, but...
your whole meditation life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I'm on the fence.
You know, meditation. Gang, gang. What's up? Stay calm. All right, girl. Have a great day. Love you.
Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's a woman on TikTok who claims that her 7-year sinus infection is a result because her boyfriend farted in her face.
What? Stop it.
So I want to play the clip and then we'll come back and I'll go over some of the details that she doesn't mention.
We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I got my sinus infection cultured today, and it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
He farted like purposely in her face?
So a couple things here. One, she was recovering from surgery. They were in a hotel that had 2 queen size beds. She was snuggled up in one bed recovering. He was between the beds getting ready to get into the other bed and he farted. She does say it was not deliberate.
Okay.
Like he didn't bend over and blast her in the face. He was just in between the beds and farted. Mm-hmm. And she said it was rancid. Normally E. coli, like small amounts are harmless. They actually help with digestion, but they say that some strains can cause, as we know, illness, including diarrhea, urinary tract infection, pneumonia, sepsis, and in some cases, infections that just won't quit. Now, it is primarily spread when bacteria from feces gets into the mouth, right? That's why they were worried about all those Olympic swimmers.
Oh my God.
Often through contaminated food or water or by touching dirty surfaces and then touching your face. Mm-hmm. And she went on to say that they put her on a strain of antibiotics. They didn't work. Now she has to have surgery. Terrible thing to get E. coli from a fart, but it is very, 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 very rare that you could actually get some sort of infection from E. coli from a fart. So some people are suspecting maybe there was something else that had happened at some point that was aside from a fart. I don't know, but it's been 7 years and now she has to have surgery.
Can't she just use one of those Navage things?
No, no. Okay. They got to go in and scrape. They have to go
I've
in.
Had the surgery done.
Because you had
E. coli? I had chronic sinus infections.
But not E. coli.
No.
Okay.
But when you like bacteria is bacteria. If you're someone who's getting chronic sinus infections, for her to get the surgery, it's because her body's not clearing any sort of bacteria from her nasal passage.
But it's
not
because of E. coli. But it's how did she get the E. coli is the question.
I don't know, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Why don't we just leave it at fart?
We can just leave it at fart. Yeah.
Oh, I like to think sweet of, baby Jesus.
Think other things too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
If you're a fan of The Boys,
The Boys.
You're gonna have to wait a little longer for season 5. They
That's
are
crazy.
Still filming season 5. Right now.
Hey, when were they shooting Gen V? Because that's the sort of spinoff of the show that they were shooting here for a while, too.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Gen V, you get that season premiere of season two before you get the final season.
You do. You do. Okay.
Of The Boys season five.
That show
five.
Was great. Gen V was so great.
They're still filming, as I said, halfway through shooting in Toronto right now.
There's a girl, Maddie P, who works on that show. She's one of the leads on that show. She grew up listening to this show.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Big up to you, Maddie P.
Yeah. She's great.
Nathan Mitchell, so, who you know.
He also listened to our show growing up.
Who
Nathan.
Did?
Nathan?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Black Noir?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Black Noir. What can you tell me? I don't watch the show, okay, but I know you're a huge fan.
Okay, so,
tell me about this character.
Okay, so he's awesome. So Black Noir, he sort of looks like, remember Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
With the mask and everything?
All black, right? Mm-hmm. And for the first three seasons, the character of Black Noir never said anything, uh-huh. right? He had no, like, speaking lines. Huh. And then I think what happened was a version of Black Noir died, spoiler alert, and then maybe there was a new Black Noir, or he didn't die. But anyway, so now he talks, and he's, like, a completely different character. Oh. And he's funny, and he's quirky, and he's, like, and he's awesome now. And so they just reinvented, like, one of the soups on the show, and Nathan does an awesome job. But apparently, he played him even when he didn't speak, right?
So that's why,
is that
like,
the deal?
Yeah, and now so it's Black Noir, but also they say New Noir.
New Noir, yes, oh. New Noir, that's what it is.
And from what I know of this show, because they're all superheroes, but they're not like your traditional good guy superheroes.
Oh, no.
They're like selfish.
Well, they're just in it for the merch, right? Like they complain about they're somebody's action figure has more detail than the other one, and they're all on the take, and they all do shady things, and they're really terrible people. Mm. Like they murder a lot of people.
And the other thing I know because you've talked about and shown us scenes is that the show can be super gross.
Oh yeah, sometimes. Like the one where they walked to the house and the guy answered the door with his giant wiener.
Mm.
Yeah, from the backyard.
Oh, wow. Damn. Okay, then.
Like it snaked its way through the party.
Wow. So Nathan Mitchell as Black Noir, talking to David Morey about season five.
Shem,
don't know.
Well.
Okay, Paul.
Season five of The Boys. We are so excited. Season five is coming up. How do you take things to the next level to keep the fans happy and surprised?
You know, with this being the final season, we can really push the envelope. You know, and when you are filming a series, you kind of have to keep things, you know, relatively in a place where you can come back from because you're going to have another season. But with this being the last, we can really take things to the furthest point and just blow the doors off. And that leaves us the opportunity to do some incredibly high stakes, really gory, really gross stuff.
Oh my God.
That is going to just leave your heart pounding.
So wow.
So you just confirmed it is the final season. Is that like, is that confirmed?
It is confirmed, unfortunately. So while we would all love to continue this journey, all great stories come to an end at some point, and this is our end point.
Are you going to be okay? Do you need a hug?
I could use a couple hugs. I'm going to be honest. It's going to be 8 years by the time season five comes out.
Wow.
And the whole cast and crew has become my family. It's been an incredible journey. It's been so much fun. There's also been a lot of gory, bloody scenes that you got to stomach, but it's been an absolute blast.
By the way, this is Nathan Mitchell, who plays Black Noir on The Boys, season five, currently filming, estimated release of 2026. I can tell you this, Roz, because mm-hmm. I know you're such a big fan and any other fan out there.
Mm-hmm.
We already got the title of episode one.
Which is?
15 inches of sheer dynamite.
So reading that season five, it's an entirely different ball game. What does that mean?
It means we push things to the furthest degree. You know, we are going to continue to expand what's the best way to put this? I think The Boys is great at showing you different ways people can die unexpectedly. And we're going to do even more of that this season.
Yep.
It's going to be, you know, there's going to be the gross, the blood, the gore, so all of that stuff. But there's also going to be really deep, heartfelt moments that make all of these moments so, so meaningful. You know, and it's really going to resonate. And we hope that it leaves a lasting impact.
By the way, season five of The Boys?
Yeah.
Eight episodes in total.
Is that all? Is that it, really?
But you can catch up on all the other seasons. They're still on Prime right now.
No, I know, yeah. And you should watch it.
Dammit, Maury talking to Nathan Mitchell as Black Noir from The Boys.
Out of all of the seasons, including the one we haven't seen yet, but looking back at The Boys, what has been the most bizarre, most wild, most favorite thing that you'll always remember?
I remember the summer of season two, and we were shooting in Hamilton, and it was when we had the big whale. And we walk on set, and there's this gigantic,
you know, right?
Yeah. whale that they constructed, and all the boys are just chilling inside there in this like bloody goop.
Yeah.
And it's sticky and it's sweet, and so bees are just flocking to them. And meanwhile, we're in our super suits, we're just chilling, and like nothing's getting on us, but they are just hot, sweaty messes. Yes. And just seeing the show create such gigantic real life set pieces that feel so real, it makes you feel like the show is alive and happening. You know, and you know, we've had so many great nights out in Toronto, so many fun adventures, great restaurants. We all love the city, and we're gonna miss it.
Yeah, when you got Amazon backing you, of course you got that budget.
Let me show you this real quick. There's a video of a guy getting attacked by the giant wiener.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What is this show? It's so fantastic. Yeah. How are you not watching?
Shem, you love this show,
that
huh?
That show's fire, man.
Yo, that's a long ass scene.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Shut up,
that's
man.
That's not at all.
Yo, big up Nathan Mitchell from the boys.
The guy was still in the prison cell, but his wiener broke out.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Is pouring when you guys are coming in or what?
No.
What?
Everything was wet, though.
Damn. I was really going through it today.
I left
my house. It was like beyond pouring.
Really, huh?
When I left my house. And then...
No, everything was just wet.
A little bit on the highway. I got a break for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then a crazy downpour again.
I was walking to my car. We have all these like hedges and bushes and everything else on the side of the driveway. And it was the kind of rain, because it wasn't raining when I went out. But after a rain, it's like if I like even remotely brush up against one tiny branch.
Yeah.
The whole thing ricochets and just soaks me.
Yeah. It's like you take a shower.
Like I touched one, like I have to squeeze by. I don't know why I don't trim them back. Right.
I have so many things.
I have one in the back of my car. I could just.
You don't have a hedger or something?
I do. I have one in the back of my car.
So why don't you take care of your property?
I don't know. But anyway, I touched one little tiny branch, and then the whole thing ricocheted and soaked me and like got all of my glasses and everything else. And then, I don't know.
Like, but you take such beautiful care of the cottage.
Yeah.
And the house in the city.
Yeah, I take beautiful care of the house in the city too, though. But just like it's...
This guy with two houses.
Shut up.
How did it become that?
That was the setup, bro.
How did it become that? You don't even care.
You fell for it. Nah.
You don't even care. You don't even care. No, don't do that to me, okay?
I care about your hedges?
God, Catherine hates when you do that to me.
Why?
Oh, my God. Oh,
did she really?
Oh, God. I hear about it every single time.
What did she say?
Don't mention. There was something you said before. Remember when I said how many couches I have?
Oh, so
right?
Many couches.
Oh, my God. I got so much trouble when I got home that day.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What did she say?
Nobody wants to hear about how many couches you have. And I'm like, it just comes up in conversation. And I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, I'm not acting like something here, right? She's like, yeah, just stop. Stop talking about that. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop. And then every time I stop, you start. And I'm going to go home and I'm going to get in trouble today.
What?
Two houses. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Sell one, bro.
Sell one?
Yeah.
Yeah, be like the rest of us.
Tough times out here for people, man.
I know, I understand that.
Recession, tariffs, and all that stuff.
I got you. This is why. Okay, anyway, stop it with this.
Well, how many couches are you down to now?
Stop. I have zero couches, okay?
He's a liar.
I got rid of everything. I've donated it all.
He just sits on the floor.
I've donated.
What's your floor made out of? Gold?
It's our money! Rich! Millionaire!
You can't escape
stop it,
sir.
You're terrible.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Caitlin, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm not bad.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Just woke up recently. Kind of a late start to the day.
Oh, all right. Share with everyone what you shared through text to us.
Yeah. So I was just saying that I haven't listened to the show in a while, but it was a pleasant surprise to hear that the Shivers remix was still around. I can't listen to Ed Sheeran Shivers without hearing you guys doing your like shivers or whatever. It's like the best.
That's Chia Pet.
Okay, well, maybe I didn't do the best representation.
Yo, that Shivers remix. So when the song, actually before it came out, and Ed Sheeran had dropped like one of those tease videos on IG, it was just the audio of the intro. And we were like, oh, I wonder what the Shivers is going to sound like. And then legit Roz and I just started freestyling what we thought it would sound like. And then that ended up being part of the remix that we made and the only version that we play and is probably, I would say, the most popular thing, one of the most popular things we've ever done on the show, Roz.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I've had DMs from people saying, like, out on vacation or at a resort and that song comes on and they can only hear our version of Shivers.
I know, it's weird. It's like when I hear it without the intro, it's like, hey, that, like, it sounds wrong. It's like there's something missing. I don't like it.
It's funny because I heard that. God, it was maybe it was like 6-7 months ago or something like that, where I was out and I heard that song. And I, when it started, I started doing the Mocha and I part. But only it was weird because I only do my part and then Mocha's part is in my head.
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I only know, like, I only did my lines.
So you're in the store going, I got the shivers?
Yeah. So,
I'm so cool that I got the shivers.
Yeah. I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
Yeah, I got
people
the
looking
shivers.
At you.
I got the shivers.
So cold, I got the shivers.
The shivers.
The shivers.
I got the shivers.
So you're only doing your part.
I only do my part.
You're selfish as a
bee. I only do my part.
I guess you only really remember your part?
Yeah, because I've never actually sang your part, right? Like, I didn't, in my head, it's cues, right? And I only know when I'm supposed to do it.
I know sometimes in the hallway, Shem, like I'll walk by and Shem just singing like both of our parts with that
always,
song.
Right? Always, always. Can't help it.
Yeah. I think you're right though, Sharon. Like you can't hear, or sorry, I think you're right, Caitlin. You can't hear that song now, at least if you're a fan of the Roz and Mocha show, and not hear the Roz and Mocha version in your head.
Yeah, it's true. Can you guys like do it like off the cuff or do you like remember your parts or was it kind of like it was just random?
It was just straight up random, girl.
No, we could do it. We've done it before.
Yeah, like can you still do it? This is like, would it be at the exact same if you were to redo it? Or
yeah, hold on, hold on. Let me get all the sound effects ready. Okay, ready, Roz?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1.
I got the shivers. I got the shivers.
Yeah, I got the shivers.
I got the shivers.
So cold, I got the shivers.
The shivers.
The shivers.
Amazing. It sounds like it was recorded.
It was. Mocha just played a recording.
Okay.
Bro, why are you... Come on, man. Have my back on this.
What are you talking
about? The news.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, oh, like the news. Yeah, fully recorded.
Oh, stop it.
See, this is how this happens. That's how this happens.
Sorry, Roz.
Caitlin, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for?
Probably forever. Yeah. I started listening when I was in middle school and then really in high school, but then I actually went away for school for university.
Okay.
And you guys didn't have your station out in London. So I was gone for a couple of years and I wasn't really a big podcast person at the time. But then when you guys had your docuseries, I just had to listen to all the episodes. So now I'm going back, listen to all the episodes. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, good. Curious to know, what'd you think of the docuseries?
It was amazing. I listened to it like twice just because I didn't want to miss anything.
Love you for that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Caitlin. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much for texting. And between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
It's Roz.
Oh, hey, thank you. I did not see that coming. I was barely even paying attention.
Love you, Caitlin.
Bye. Love you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You ever seen Jeff Bezos' hedge?
What?
I said, have you ever seen Jeff Bezos' hedge?
Like, outside his hedge?
Like, at his house?
Yeah. You ever seen it?
I don't even know where the guy lives.
Los Angeles. He bought a $165 million house that used to own the guy who started Warner Brothers.
Does he have a giant Amazon logo on the side?
Take a look at his hedge. Just Google Jeff Bezos hedge.
Jeff.
You've seen a hedge before, like in front of somebody's house on their lawn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know what a hedge looks like.
It's like just square. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look Jeff at Jeff Bezos' hedge.
Oh my, what the heck is this?
Bro, yo, man, that's like a compound.
Come on, man.
That's not real.
Did he live in a prison?
It's real. It looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. Like, it is, so he built as part of his renovation.
Well, this looks like it's straight out of Minecraft. Okay, it's like thank a you. Perfect square. Minecraft,
but it's 24 feet tall.
How do you cut it?
It's with a crane. Guy's on a crane. It's 24 feet tall, okay? And it wildly exceeds what you are actually allowed to have according to Los Angeles bylaws. So he pays the fine every single month.
Oh, my God. What's the fine?
Thousands.
Yo, look at, and it's not just one head.
And it's perfectly manicured.
It's not just one section. It is a wall.
It's a wall. So it's a, if you don't have access to the picture right now, it is a 24 foot green, bright green hedge wall that is flat. Like it's perfectly trimmed and manicured all the way up. It is a giant 24 foot flat green wall that goes all the way around his entire property.
But there's also a gate, so it must grow over some sort of concrete.
No, it's trimmed.
No, it's trimmed, man. You see the gate, and then on the other side of the gate, it continues.
It's his property.
And it continues like for the length of his property. Yeah. This is insane.
So he pays every month to do that. And then I saw another video the other day of a guy in New York whose office where he works is right beside the apartment that Jeff Bezos owns.
Okay.
And he was walking down the street in New York. And it was an intersection where all four corners of the intersection were closed off. And there was massive construction cranes everywhere, right? Like typical building a building kind of thing. But only what was going on with the construction cranes was Jeff Bezos was loading new furniture into his apartment.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. Because I guess there's no other way in.
There is. There's an elevator and there's stairs and there's
everything.
How does
everybody else from the building, Maury?
Yeah.
Who moves in?
Everybody else
does.
Get
stuff in.
Unless he wants like a giant piano or anything else. But this was a full furniture move. So instead of like, you know, hiring guys and a truck and everything else, Jeff Bezos in New York City shut down two full streets and an intersection and had two cranes. And the guy counted 16 people on the ground, not including the people who were up in the apartment dealing with the furniture and the crane. There was 16 people on the ground that were hoisting furniture up to the top of this building to put into
How
Jeff
rich
Bezos'
is
suite.
This guy?
The most rich.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like the most.
It's
so weird. I'm going back to the hedges. Tell me if this is weird. I'm looking at the photo of his place. There's an Amazon truck outside. They're delivering to his home.
Sure, man. Maybe he needed a new Fire TV remote or something.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello?
Yo, Claire. It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
Good. Last time we talked to Claire was like 10 years ago, bro.
Oh, wow.
And she said that her then boyfriend, she was talking to us about, he ended up proposing, and today is their 8-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So you have lived the life with the Roz and Mocha Show, Claire.
Yes, I have.
So what was your life like back then? How old were you then when you guys got engaged?
Oh, my goodness. I think I was 24.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'm 34 now. So yeah, 24.
Damn. And what's your life like right now?
It's pretty much the same. older.
Yeah, damn.
How's the marriage?
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Oof.
Definitely. We were high school sweethearts, so we were together since we were 16.
Yeah. Oh, that's super cute.
Yeah, so we've grown together, which is wonderful. And yeah, we're officially 8 years married. Time flies.
It's a good thing it worked out. Those rarely do, those high school romances.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. Yeah, we beat the odds, I guess.
You sure did.
Did you have anyone like throughout your relationship? Did anyone kind of say to you or warn you, say, you know, like not all high school sweetheart stories end up in marriage?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Hey, when it was that, you know, I'm in tears because we're going to be apart for 2 weeks and I'm only, you know, 17, 18 years old. It's it's your first love. Like, you know, it's not going to last. But, you know, like I said, we beat the odds.
A lot of parents fear that their kid is going to wind up spending their life with their first love.
My parents love him.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of parents do. I've heard it so many times because I've had friends who were high school sweethearts and got married. One of them, I think, is still But I remember at the time it was because people just kept waiting for the sort of hammer to drop where one of them was going to sort of mature or grow in a different direction. And it was difficult for them to see each other as adults, especially with the parents, because when they were high school sweethearts, like one couple was well into their 30s, but both sets of parents still treated them like they were kids mm-hmm. because that's just how the relationship always was. Like they just remember that from back in time. Did you find that? Did you have any sort of like anyone in your life being like, hey, you know, go and try out some other dudes?
Not in those no. words, but
yeah, no, not at all.
Not at all,
I
huh?
think, you know, our families grew with us as well, mm-hmm. Was a big piece of it. And I think sometimes when those relationships don't work out, it's because one is holding the other back.
Yeah.
Something
that they want to do or they want to pursue. And, you know, that was never the case with Dylan or I. Aww. You know, if he wanted to go to school for something, I fully encouraged it. If I wanted to change career path, he fully encouraged it. So
how do you know you're a good kisser, though? You know, because that takes, like, you got to go through some people.
He wasn't my first boyfriend.
Okay.
But.
Oh, interesting. Were you his first girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was not.
You're lucky. But
prior to that.
But your kissing experience was all like 15, right?
I don't need the experience. I've got a life partner.
No. But you know what I mean? I was like, how do you know that you're a good kisser? Because that only happens after you've been with like a bunch of people kissing. You know, you start out kissing.
Bro, she don't want to tell you how many boyfriends she had prior to Dylan. And Dylan don't want to hear that either, man.
But I want to talk about all the other
Dylan
guys you've kissed.
Because we were friends for 2 years before we actually started dating.
Okay.
So
right.
I knew
his ex-girlfriend.
He knew my ex-boyfriend. Oh. So it's not like a shocker or anything.
Right. Did they hook up?
Oh, I don't think so.
Just because that always used to happen in my high school.
Oh, damn. Oh,
that's very strange.
My high school was so small. At my high school, honestly, if rumor got around that a couple broke up, guys would show up early to school the next day.
Hair combed and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh cologne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just...
Claire, thank you so much. Happy anniversary to you and Dylan. Really quick, two more things, really quick. Number one, what do you think, because you guys have been high school sweethearts, what's the secret to such a long-lasting relationship for the two of you?
Open communication.
Mm.
Okay. And number two, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I knew this question was going to happen. So last time you asked me this, it was in person. And I said Mocha, but...
Great. Thanks so much, Caitlin. No. Happy anniversary.
What?
Love you so much.
What?
Shout out to you and to Dylan, okay?
What?
Have a beautiful day.
What
Bye.
Were you going to say?
Love you.
As I've grown, it has definitely become
Stayed
wrong.
As Mocha. Amazing. Thank you, Claire. Love you. Bye.
Bye, love.
Have a wonderful day.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Well, there I ruined it, has done it again.
Oh, this is the guy that does the songs?
Yeah, where he takes like a contemporary song and remixes it with something that's super old.
Yeah.
So it's the old version singing the contemporary version of
And it's
A-track.
All AI.
And it's all AI.
But it's so brilliant.
What was the ones that we liked?
Frank Sinatra.
Before?
The Frank Sinatra one. From the windows to the walls.
To the window, to the wall, till the sweat drops down my till all you crawl. Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
This time, There I Ruined It tackles Lollipop by Lil Wayne, which we all know and love and remember. Now, this is the clean radio version.
Yeah.
But what There I Ruined It did was use the explicit version, which I had to bleep.
Okay.
And it's to the tune of California Dreamin' by...
The Mamas and the Papas?
Yep. I just Googled it. I was like, yeah, I guess.
It's the Mamas and the Papas, right?
Legendary.
Yeah. California dream, California dreaming on such a women's day. That's the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only thought that was a song that they played in malls sometimes. But I looked it up here. 1965.
Yes, baby.
And the music video's in color, guys.
Wow.
Was that converted? Or was it like... Was it filmed in color?
Stop.
I'm asking a legit question.
Song. You know.
I don't. 1965? How does anybody know that? Anyway, this is, there I ruined it. California Dreamin' mixed with Lollipop.
Shawty wanna f***. Shawty wanna f***. Bottles in the club.
Let me hear now, just for comparison. Brilliant.
That, okay, first bro, of all, very, first listen, of listen, all,
the mamas and papas sound like, yeah. Yo, this is legit in full color, bro. Bro, this audio is so old, it's bouncing from left to right on my headphones.
That was an effect.
I'm sure there's a remastered version out
there. This says remastered.
Yeah.
Left and right remix.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, still that to me too. Yeah.
California Dream.
I mean, this is a classic. Like, there's no, there's, there, without question, it's a classic track.
Here we go, best part.
Oh, there you go, Sham.
Hey. Yeah. But it's amazing that this guy, because in order, like, before he, because we talked to this cat, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Before he does anything.
Bro, you were for sure around in 1965.
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he sings it all, and then he just replaces his voice. Like, he's actually a legit singer, this guy.
Yeah.
So it's not really AI, then.
Well, it is. The voice that he replaces his voice with is an AI voice. But he has to actually first do the track himself singing, then he replaces his voice. Right?
What a,
it's a
cool
lot of work.
Cat.
Shawty wanna s***.
Wow. Yeah.
Bottles in the club. Bottles in the club. Shawty wanna s***. Shawty wanna like those lady loves. Like those lady loves. They've seen an ass like this.
Church on Sunday, Chef.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
Haley, what's up? It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going back to work after Matt leaves for a year.
Oh, hey. Wow. Hey.
Congrats. How you feeling?
Not great. Just left my baby.
Yeah. What's your baby's name?
Mason.
Did you cry?
Little bit.
Yeah. Small girl. What scares you the most about heading back to work?
It's the daycare. My husband right now is on EI, so we're kind of riding that out until he has to go back to work because, you know, everything's expensive.
Yep.
And I'm on wait lists and it's crazy.
Oh, so he's not in daycare right now.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Right. No. I'm just, I didn't know whether you dropped him off somewhere with strangers or whatever it was, because that's a whole different thing. It's so tough. And it doesn't matter how many people you talk to or the stories you hear or the other moms who have done it, all of it, none of that matters on the day when you got to do it yourself. None of it makes it any easier. None of it makes it any easier.
Yeah.
But every day will get easier. And the best part of today is as soon as you leave, you get to be with Mason again.
Yeah.
Right? 100%. Look forward to all of that.
And it's not like he's alone. Like, you didn't have to teach him how to use the microwave and kiss him on the top of the head and walk out the door.
No. I mean, I'm sure he could try at this point.
Oh, girl. Don't worry. You got this. You listen. You're not alone. You're gonna crush the day. You're gonna be great.
Have you and your husband talked about like check-ins during the day and whether you want those or you don't want those? Because it helps certain people and it really messes up other people.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try at lunch to FaceTime. He loves FaceTiming, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I need the check-ins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's tough. There's nothing easy about it. Like, there's just nothing easy about it. And you should be happy. You know, you should be on top of the moon. But, you know, your body, your heart, and your head, just like, it's not going to let you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And then you got to go home and then you got to go to work and everybody's going to be talking about the baby. It's not even like you can just like put your head down and just get to work and get through the day. You know, you're going to have a million conversations today that are just going to make you miss the kid even more.
Sure.
Yeah. And you'll probably sit in your car at lunchtime and cry.
Oh, my God.
What? It's true. What?
Like you've never done that, Maury.
Bro, Friday. All right, girl. Don't you worry about a single thing. You're going to get through today. You're going to crush it. You're going to kill it. And then Mason is going to have the biggest smile on his face when you get back home, okay?
Thanks.
All right. And if this week, if it's a little bit more tough than what you expected, you give us a call. We got your back, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, girl. Love you.
Love you, too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Robbie, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good. I discovered the show yesterday. Like, I started to listen to it on my... I started to listen to it on the HomePod Mini, because I have the voice activated speaker, and I was listening to it yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Nice. And where do you listen to the Roz and Mocha show from?
Montreal.
Nice.
Ah, bonjour, bonjour. All right.
Yeah.
So is it through, like, the Seeker app, or do you listen through the podcast?
Well, I do listen for the Seeker app, and it's funny that, but the problem is because I don't see it, it's hard for me to use the app because it's not screen reader friendly. So it needs to be accessible for the blind to be able to use it because they're missing out on a community that literally can't access that app. And one of the apps that recently just got accessible was the iHeart app when they came to Canada. They weren't fully accessible.
Mm. Oh,
so the Seeker app. So it means if it's possible, can someone at least tell them about this? Because I want to get the word out to them so that they know about the blind and know about the blind and like do something. Where like all the buttons are voiceover friendly.
Yeah,
you just did that. That's like an easy thing for us to let people know. So what exactly if you needed to tell the people over at Seeker what they need to do to make this more accessible for somebody like you? What needs to happen?
Because the screen reader reads out what's on the screen. So like everything I would do, like I would type, like when I would type something on the computer, like when I texted yesterday, it was reading everything out loud.
Okay.
So like what needs to be done is like at least I mean it has to be like be able to like read the buttons, like read all the tabs, and like because like every time I try and pin a station, all it's saying right now is button, like there's no actual label.
Gotcha. Hey, how'd you go blind?
No, I was born blind.
You were born
but then
blind.
I had like a eye surgery like when I was small, but it only lasted 6 months, the effect, and then unfortunately the vision disappeared. Something happened.
Okay.
But what's else? Because I was also born with a heart condition. Mm-hmm. So like the eye surgery, it was pretty scary because this happened in the States when I had it done. And the anesthesiologist, I scared her because the heart rate dropped.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. We are going to be celebrating 16 years at the end of August, and you are a brand new fan, so a lot to catch up on through the podcast. I don't know if you've subscribed yet, but we also year we released the History of Roz and Mocha, which is a 6-part docuseries on how this show came together, and a little bit more backstory onto everyone that works here on the Roz and Mocha Show, all six of us. So go download that, Robbie. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Welcome to Kiss. Welcome to the Razamoka family.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you guys will get it out to Seeker and mention it so that they can
Done. We got you.
Hey, yeah. I know it's only been a day, but real quick, between Razamoka, who's your favorite?
Roz.
Are you sure you can't see?
I don't see anyway, you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the Seeker app.